Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres Canucks tonight. Tyson Kozak recalled from Rochester and Devin Levi assigned to Rochester. The latest news from Buffalo's standpoint. So with an expected or possible morning skate, which will happen in the afternoon, our time, of course, in Vancouver. What would you anticipate that looking like as far as goaltender for tonight against Vancouver?
Well, so Luukkonen did not dress last night, but was on the ice the day before. Mm-hmm. And yesterday was an afternoon game. So I'm saying if Luukkonen is on the ice for the morning skate today at 2:30 our time, as you pointed out, 11:30 out west in Vancouver, then I say he can play. He could play, and maybe that was the, let's give him an afternoon off. Let's get him to, you know, completely rest up or whatnot. And Lindy Ruff said nagging ailments. Then he plays. But I don't see why you wouldn't have confidence in James Reimer to even maybe, you know, have played last night, unless you thought, hey, we're going to give Luukkonen the first two games off, right? We're not going to have him play in Seattle and in Vancouver. So we'll call Levi up to play the first one in Seattle, and Reimer will play in Vancouver. Because Reimer's been fine. Reimer's been okay. Reimer's been good.
Yeah, he gets almost the lowest run support in the league. So
exactly. So I'm like, unless you had it in your mind to not play Luukkonen at all, then I get the call up of Levi, and then you play Reimer the other one. But if you were going to potentially play Luukkonen in one of those two, I don't know why you wouldn't play James Reimer, right? So I would anticipate Reimer to go, because I think the plan was probably, okay, let's give Luukkonen a little bit more time. So that's kind of like where my process goes.
Sabres, of course, playing without Ryan McLeod right now. And, you know, that wasn't the reason Kozak came up. Kozak came up because Jiří wasn't in the lineup. And obviously, you know, they've been kind of mixing and matching a little bit. But so now Kozak not on the roster. He's assigned to Rochester. The Amherst don't play until Friday, Saturday. They're up against Providence and Hartford, both games on the road. And they just came off a 3-3. And, you know, we'll see where that takes them this weekend. Obviously, Hauser and Sandstrom are the current tandem, although now technically, Levi could join that trio.
Yeah, he could join them.
If in fact, yeah, I mean, who knows how it's all going to play out.
Look,
here.
There's these transactions that happen in the National Hockey League where you make, you know, these paper transactions. You're playing it day by day.
Yes.
You're adjusting. Like, I would fully anticipate Tyson Kozak to play for the Sabres tonight.
Really?
Like, he's going to go in. If there's a reason why they're doing the transaction is, well, you know what? They're going to play him. And you do look at what Lindy Ruff mentioned, you know, the first John Hayden goal, the 1-1 goal yesterday, Seattle scores. It's Malenstein, Lafferty, Obi Kubel on the ice. So I think Kozak goes back in and probably Obi Kubel comes out. You know, it's probably the easy, changes that you make with your forward group.
As part of what we were talking about in the first half, and not to, you know, belabor it, but physical strength, battle, conditioning, and then we tied that in with the will the mental will. How compromised is that aspect of it when you are basically a league leader in scoring first, but not getting the results? Because I'm very, like, concerned is the wrong word. We're trying to have a conversation about this, but it feels like it wouldn't matter if it's 1-2 or 3-0. Some of the battle issues or goals against, like last night, or response, like, they could still happen. And I get it. They are going to happen. That's the nature of the game nowadays. But I'm wondering what you think as far as, does this record of 13, 11, and 5, which is to say 13 wins, 16 losses when scoring first, does that, in fact, stay stuck somewhere in a place you don't need it to be stuck in your brain?
Well, I'm sure that is a conversation of how do we get better? Well, we have to defend better when we take a 1-0 lead, or we have to score the second goal. But right now, I think we have to focus on the defending better after taking a 1-0 lead. And the difference right now, so you talk about the Sabres being 13 and 16 when scoring first. They have scored first 29 times, okay? If they had a league average of a 652 winning percentage, 652 winning percentage would be, you'd be, what, 29 times, 18 and 11.
Yes.
Or 17 and 12 or whatever.
You'd be right where you expected to be.
You'd be in the mix right now. If you look at the standings, you'd say, hey, we're 2 points out of a playoff spot, or we're in a playoff spot, because that would be the
some of your points would have come at the expense of some of those teams ahead of you. That's usually how it plays out.
But if that was a 10-point difference, you'd be 3 points out of Boston with games in hand. Like, that's the difference right there.
Right.
And I'm not talking being excelling at scoring first and winning. I'm talking league average. You'd be the 16th or 17th team in points percentage when scoring first. You'd be just outside looking in by a couple of points. And I think it's in your head, but it comes down to the same thing again. You know, I had a great conversation about analytics to some of the, you know, people in the Sabres analytics department. And when we had Sam Ventura on a couple of years ago, maybe, he talked about analytics is simple. The goal of the game is to score goals. How do you score goals? Yeah. You get more scoring chances. How do you get scoring chances? You break it down. Right? Well, the same thing on the other side of things. How do you win more games when you score first? You defend better. You defend better, and that's when it comes down to.
They're up against a Vancouver team that has had problems in that regard as well, coming off an emotionally charged win against Edmonton. What do you make of the matchup tonight when you consider that when these two teams met back on Black Friday, it was a comeback game for Buffalo? They ended up losing in overtime.
Yep.
And I put an emphasis on that word comeback because, yes, it was incredibly frustrating that they didn't get the victory, especially on the heels of the loss the night before Thanksgiving, which was 1-0 to Minnesota, a game they also felt like they could have won. So there's that window in time where we go back to and say, what if? But part of it, the reason it's of importance here for me, I was talking with producer Jeff before we even got started last night.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And one area that the Sabres have had difficulty with this year is comebacks.
Yep.
They've not been able to kind of scale the mountain. Sometimes they chip away. Sometimes they get it even. They haven't been able to get over the top. They only have 4 comeback wins this year, which is lowest in the NHL. And then yesterday it was like, good. Second period, boom, boom, 3-3. Mm-hmm. Like, this is exactly what you need to see. Not every game's going to be perfect. Take this moment and run. Boom. Goal in less than a minute. And you know what I mean? So we've seen the comeback ability against Vancouver this year. How do they get over that portion of this against
Vancouver, it's a team that is fighting. They're fighting a lot of different things. They're fighting trade rumors. They're fighting, standings and being outside of the playoffs right now. They're fighting. And their push back against the Edmonton Oilers on Saturday, was for me a team that's fighting, a team that wants to show that, you know what, we're going to be better. I want to warn everybody tonight, though, is that when you look at the stats sheet and you see that the Vancouver Canucks will have way more hits than the Sabres, it is not because they're actually hitting more. It's just because we have that same situation as the New York Islanders of the previous 10, 15 years, where they would give Matt Martin and Cal Clutterbuck and Casey Cizikas all these hits. Kiefer Sherwood leads the league in hits. It's not even close.
Hang on, don't tell me. I want to say it's between 300 and 400 already.
It's 265.
Okay.
So it's not 300 and 400.
He's on pace for like close to 400, yeah.
But which is absurd. Closest to him is 90 hits away. He's 265. Matt Kastelic of Boston is second at 175. Come on. Like, you're telling me there's one player in the NHL that hits 40% or 33% more than everybody else? Like, that's a big number.
Well, regardless of how you define it, I will say that Kiefer Sherwood has had one of the most significant impacts among players who switch teams in the offseason. He has been, for a team that has been, dragged down by many poor results, storylines, whatever, like, when you watch their games, Kiefer Sherwood has been super noticeable and able to play with their best players and make it look like
he has 13 goals, right? Like,
but it's not just that. That's the thing. Like, you started by talking about the hits. I just say he has been bringing it and it's noticeable. And if we're going to go back to will and battles and all the rest of it, look at Kiefer Sherwood and how he plays tonight. And I think that's what you're going to want out of more players.
Well, and it comes down to the will and the winning the battles. And you say that, look, he has 13 goals. I get that, again, maybe fixating more on the numbers. And it, like, if Kiefer Sherwood had 7 goals, I'd still say, hey, Kiefer Sherwood's having a good season. But he has more goals than Ryan McLeod, than Dylan Cousins, than J.J. Paterka, than Jack Quinn, than Benson, Kulik, whatever. Like, he has 13 goals. That's more goals than all of these players. Mm-hmm. It's about will. It's about battle. It's about, you know, just putting the pedal down, and doesn't matter if you're in a snowstorm, you're going to just crash and burn if you, you know, if you're Kiefer Sherwood.
All right. Don't put the pedal down wherever you are today. Public safety announcement. Please drive cautiously and respect all county warnings as far as where and when you should be driving and what you shouldn't be doing at this point in time.
Because you may be in the north town right now saying it's snowing a lot. It's not in the south towns. In 2 hours, it may be different. Yesterday, when we came out of the building after the game, it was a whiteout. But if you went like north of the 90, it was fine. Like, it just, it's really, really significant. You don't know what the weather is 20 minutes away from you.
Exactly, which is why err on the side of caution and stay close to home if at all possible. Anything else Vancouver-wise, or would you quickly like to go rapid-fire NHL-wise at this point?
Quickly, Vancouver, because the Tyler Myers suspension, and that wraps up with Connor McDavid's suspension. I know there's a lot of ink and tears that are being shed right now in Edmonton. Oh, Connor McDavid, you know, we don't protect our stars. Okay, should the referees have made a call on Connor Garland and McDavid for that matter? Because McDavid punched him in the back of the head twice and whatever. Yeah, should have been 2 minutes each. Roughing, get out. But that doesn't mean that you can engage like Connor McDavid and go after Connor Garland. When Connor Garland had disengaged at that moment, he's like, I'm going to, and then boom, he gets cross-checked in the face. Why this is 3 and Austin Matthews with Dahlin was only 2? Well, because Dahlin and Matthews were engaged in that physical, like, Dahlin wanted to go back at him. And I think Connor Garland at that moment had disengaged. It was like, we're done, right? So that's why McDavid got 3 and Matthews got 2. That's why Timo Meier only got 1 earlier this year, because he was engaged with Zachary Leroux in the battle. So stop crying. Just don't cross-check anybody in the face. That's the simple solution.
So the Sabres win on all accounts because of that game, because they don't see Tyler Myers tonight.
They don't see Connor McDavid
at the end of the trip.
Yeah, you're right.
What can Calgary do to soften their roster between now and then?
What can Kadri do or Huberto do? They probably get suspended for just, you know, just being themselves.
Yeah. Well, again, for many reasons, there's a lot of intrigue in the Sabres-Vancouver game tonight and where both of them get to from here.
Is this JT Miller's last game with the Vancouver Canucks? Will he play? Like, who knows? If there's a deal in place today, they thought they were going to keep him out against the Oilers on Saturday.
Right.
The deal with the Rangers apparently didn't happen. So now, is he playing tonight? Will he be kept off? I don't know. Like, we don't know that.
No, we don't. We'll take a quick break, come back with some more NHL news and notes, if you will. Stay with us. It's Sabres Live.